Well, every Friday, in addition to talking with the mayor, we also speak to the man over at Blue Star Meat south of town. Rod DeYoung joins us. Rod, how are you this week?
Morning, Dan. How are you?
Doing very well. Another great Friday. I always enjoy speaking to you because it means that the weekend is here.
Yeah.
So when Friday comes along, I get to speak to Rod and talk about meat, and it's never a bad combination. But you got ribs today again?
Yep, we're going to be doing ribs, and hopefully last week was a little bit slower, but hopefully this week they sell out again.
I was going to say, because normally it seems like most of them are usually spoken for.
Yeah, they are. It comes and goes. It's sure. Every time I think I got it figured out, it changes, so, you know.
Isn't that the most frustrating thing in the world?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a challenge.
Sure, sure. Well, what else do you got going on this week? Anything new last week or this week, or stuff in your fresh meat case or something like that?
Yeah, fresh meat case. We got that filled up this morning. Got some great steaks in there for the weekend. It's supposed to be a nice one. Like you said, it's a copy and paste weekend. So
yeah,
we got some great days to do some barbecuing, and we got fresh ribs, if you'd like to do your own, and those are pretty reasonable right now. They're $4.50 a pound, and so as far as meat goes, you don't hear them kind of prices very often. So the chuck fillets, those are really popular. Those I've gained a tremendous amount of popularity this winter.
Why do you think those are so popular all of a sudden? Well, it feels like winter, doesn't it? Yeah.
They're popular, I think, because they're a 100%, you know, you eat it end to end. There ain't a stitch of nothing left on your plate when you're done. Huh. They're a lean product, but yet they're still real tender. They chew real nice, and they're still less than $10 a pound. And you know, right now, this with beef prices going the way they are, which I wish I understood, but I don't, and it seems to be difficult to find out the information on why beef is so high right now. But it's just hard to find a good eating steak.
Sure.
You know, that you don't have to take out a small loan for.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, prices are really ridiculous. Hey. Again, their bridge leading down to you, Washington Avenue over 96, it should open next Friday after Friday the 8th. So.
I don't believe it.
That's what they're saying.
Well, I hope so. I haven't been that direction in the last few days, but actually I got to go that way this morning for a company picnic, but... Hmm. So I'll just plan on using 141st again and go out to Lincoln.
Well, speaking of which, people want to come down to Blue Star. How can they get there?
Well, don't use the Blue Star. That's the first thing. If you're coming from the Holland area, whatever direction you're coming from, the best way is to work your way to Lincoln and just straight south. It turns into 56th Street once you get out of the city limits. And then just turn, it'd be west, which would be a right-hand turn if you're coming from Holland, and head down about a mile and a half or so, and you hit the Blue Star. Just a quarter of a mile south is my shop. So it's still fairly easy as long as you know it, you know, before you get all the way to the detour. Once you get to that side, well, then there's no choice but to go around, but. If you know it ahead of time, a lot of times it's not any big deal.
Awesome.
But in the Saugatuck Douglas folks, it doesn't affect them. So
sure, sure. Rod DeYoung joins us this morning. He's from Blue Star Meats. Rod, we got a break for news, but I appreciate talking to you every week, and best of luck selling those ribs today.
Hey, thanks, Dan.